This is part two of this podcast. What's happening, people? Thank you for listening to the Three Shots Tequila podcast. We hope you enjoy the episode. If you are on Spotify, leave comments, partake in our polls, and tell a friend to tell a friend. If you're also listening on Apple Podcasts or Amazon Music, we appreciate you also. Keep streaming. Just so everyone knows, this podcast drops every Friday. The YouTube drops every Tuesday. With that being said, follow us on the socials and enjoy the episode. Is it recording?
Yeah.
Nah, bless you.
Oh, yeah, we'll just cut it out.
Because this will get out something.
You know what it looks like? you're like, woo, jokes, in it? Just fucking with you. Oh, listen, we got bear jokes, in it? I know you're listening, babes. I love you.
You are now listening to the Three Shots of Tequila podcast with Marv Abbey, Mr. Exposed, and Taser fucking Black.
I can't lie to you, it's annoying though sometimes when, like, you're in a rave and you're chatting to a babe, whatever, or you're talking and just look down and she's just barefoot.
Who the girl?
You're like, allow me, yeah, man. Because I get your feet are hurting you, but it just looks mad.
That's on the decorum, man.
That's one of my hates.
I hear it though, because when my feet are hurting, for some of the designer shoes I got, brother, I got a 2 hour window. 2 hour window.
Yeah, my thing is this, but I get it. Like, but just sit down for a bit.
It's not the same.
It's
not hurting because I'm on my feet. I've got to do this when I'm sitting down.
Like, you take it off a bit.
A quick babes walk by.
I can't even see.
Rolling with a shoehorn in the back.
That's a little babe, but I'm still like that.
What? If you have to go chase the babes?
No, if I'm sitting down, I'll just be like, yeah, my feet hurt me a bit. But it's just, I imagine man's in a rave, man takes off my Air Force, I'm just there in socks. It will look mad.
No, the socks thing's calm. So if you're just bare toes, that's brace. Man's in the middle of Manny Suave in his toes out here, nah. You better have 18 bottles on that table first. Uncles must do it though. What, LA Lounge man in their sandals?
I'm gonna have this racism, you know.
How is that racism?
No, but they're not barefoot.
No, I'm saying the sandals.
Ah, I thought when they're barefoot.
No, I'm saying the sandals thing. They wear the sandals free up the toes, man.
Even in the group, we're talking about the whole Africa thing and how Africa's mad trendy now. It's mad, bro. Because my thing is, it's good for the economy when people are flying over there and whatever, but it's weird. The same Africa that in school, like, man, we're dissing man about.
We can't hold on to that.
I'm just saying the same Africa that, like, people diss in school.
But it's ignorance, though.
The same Africa that, like, but even to be fair, some Africans were saying they were African, but whatever, cool. The same Africa that, like, was an issue for people. The same uncles that people had jokes about. But people are going to link uncles, bro.
Bro, my boy called me.
You're living life over there, man.
Early December, yeah.
When money's involved,
yeah, but I think we're speaking about, let's be specific here, so people don't think, see that video me and Clay's here, we're talking about girls who drink what? But a certain gal were rattled, didn't understand what I was saying. And I say this about the pod all the time. We understand the context. Yeah. So when I said girls with water, all I said was girls that drink water. Clay's knew exactly what I was talking about. But then he said it. The girls who take drugs. There's girls in the comments, they just heard my part. But they're rattled. I drink water. I'm not talking about you. Because I also added context. Yeah. Particular house raves. Do you know what I'm saying? So I say that to say this. When we're talking on the pod and we're just saying certain things, obviously you're speaking to me.
Yeah.
So I get what you're saying. But there's people listening. Don't have a clue what we're talking about. And they take it literally.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying? And it's like, sometimes I'm even being literal. You see, like when I say fisting. You're like, bro, that's a big guy. Yeah. That's not what I mean, though.
That's the wrong word.
No, I know. But in my group chat.
You're talking about fingering.
Fingering. But in my group chat, we've just somehow labeled that as fisting.
Yeah, but fisting is actual, the whole fisting.
No, I know. But I'm saying, in my group chat, we have our own dictionary.
Yeah, but that's like me saying, yeah, man gave this girl anal.
No, it's not the same, man.
It is, because anal's a term for that.
Oh, yeah, no, sorry, it is the same.
But then that's like me saying...
Well, you and Matty might have...
But then me saying anal is in the front, in the pussy.
Yeah, but you and Matty might have that understanding.
Hey, yo, man.
No, as in the understanding the lingo.
What?
No, as in
Matty. No.
Hey, wait, hold on. I want to phone my boy quickly. He's got a story that I want him to share. But I've got to let him know.
Oh, yeah. I want to call him on your number. Yeah, yeah, tell him. Or private number, whatever. It doesn't really matter.
Yo, where are you? You're where? Oh, in living room. All right, I'm going to call you back on my brethren's number, yeah, because he's connected to the mic. And I want you to tell that story that you said you was going to tell the other day. Remember when me and you went raving time ago? You said I had two gal in the car and you were like, what are these? Yeah. I'm going to call you back now, yeah? All right, cool. 073.
Oh,
shit. I can't read that.
I'm lying. This episode is perfect, but no, I ain't got cut. Actually, I've got cut some of the music. And not for the youth, for the sport.
Is this the number?
What number did you just ring, bro?
Man, it's got two numbers, that's why.
Oh, is it one of them ones where you're sick of that? Do you save one person's name?
He always has bare numbers, bro. I never get through to this guy.
No, but you just rang him off a number.
No, but it just rings. It doesn't tell me what number it's ringing.
I save all my contacts separately.
Oh, and I just...
It'll be like Taser. It'll be like Taser 1. It'll be like Taser 2023.
He's answering, current. But I can't hear him.
Yeah. That's cool, my
friend. Hello.
Yo.
Yo, welcome.
What are you saying?
What are you saying, man?
You're live on Free Shots, you know?
Oh, snap. Like that, yeah?
Come on, man. So wait.
What about my guy?
Give the listeners context. Who are you to me?
Me? I'm like one of your oldest, longest brothers you've known, man. How do you mean I'm your great, 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 great friend, man? Flash?
I don't know about all of that.
How do you mean I'm your older brother, man? Don't disrespect me, fam. I'm joking. I'm your bedroom, fam. Of course I'm older than you, Tim. Come on, fam. Come on, man.
Yeah, for real.
So,
just for those listening, Flash is... do you not remember the story that I shared when I said that... on my block here, we used to have like firework wars, but my dad never used to let me out. So Flash would be someone who would come to the back of my garden and lick a firework out my window. And then I'll lick one in my bedroom to him in the car park. But I'm not leaving my yard, by the way. And then he'll be like, but I can't stay in my garden all night, bro. I'm going back to the block. Like, he's that guy. You know what I'm saying? So we went out the other day. We went to Castillo's event, Castillo and Academics. I took Flash with me. And we bumped into Margs and Loons.
Yeah.
And I basically said to Loons...
Oh, this is my Loons.
Yeah, this is my Loons. My Loons, innit? And then when we were driving back, he was basically saying, do you remember that time that we went... I can't remember where we went. I think we went Faded. But then I picked up two gal apparently and they were talking smack. But I'm going to let Flash tell the story.
Yeah, well, basically, like, it was one of your events, if I'm right. One of your Faded events, innit?
Yeah.
And yeah... I think, I don't know, they must have been in the dance. Cause I can't remember where they came from, but obviously they were already like liquored, if you see what I'm saying.
Yeah.
But I would have just assumed they came from the dance anyway, you see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But anyway, cut a long story short, I remember we ended up in your car and started driving, innit? But it was the names. Don't you remember the names they gave us?
No.
Who they were?
No, I'm going to remember that.
Brother, these were some Italian... But the names are funny. Like, one was like Ergen, and the next one was like Schlagen.
I don't know.
Some Ergen and Schlagen. I don't know. But they were this on one. So I remember we were driving now, and they were firing questions like bare sexual freaky questions, innit?
So that's the first time you heard something, isn't it?
Yeah, like for me, I'm just like, yo, okay, so the first question was like a normal question about them doing oral or whatnot, yeah? So I'm like, all right, cool, that's cack, innit? Then they was like, yeah, so how far do you like experiment? And I'm just like, whoa, what do you mean by experiment? They were like, yeah, well, we're willing to tell you about our experiences and our experiments, so... What do you do, sort of thing? I just told him, nah, man, keep it 100, he cool, and he's not into the man preaching like that, isn't he?
Yeah.
And I remember She said something about, so what? You don't know about Gooch and them things. You know? I said, who? Gooch? I thought she's talking about Gucci man or something. You see something? Gooch. Who's Gooch? So I looked at things and like, who is Gooch?
I said, who's Gooch?
Yeah. I said, don't tell you who's Gooch. She said, I don't know Gooch. So I must have looked back at the woman. I said, now, what do you mean by Gooch? And she said, you don't know Gooch. I said, no. So I looked at this, what's her name, Schlag, you know, whatever the other one's name was. Schlag, you know, whatever, yeah. So I said to Schlag, what's Gooch? She said, the Gooch is the thing underneath underneath the little pouch piece. I said, what do you mean, man?
I said,
the Gooch, innit? I said, nah, Schlagging, you're Schlagging about right now. It's a bit mad. Yeah, you see me? So,
wait, hold on.
Wait,
hold on.
Back
in the day where you, man, used to put your what would I call it? The contraband in that little washing bag. Remember that little washing bag?
Where were you
hiding the washing bag near the Gooch, man?
Who, me? I would have classed it as the Gooch them time there, man.
What do you call it?
You're just hiding it near your things, isn't it? You're not going to class it as your fucking... Sorry, I don't even know if you can assume, but bro, you wouldn't class it as a personal bag near your fucking Gooch. Are you mad? If somebody came up to you back in them time and said, what? Let me get a jewel. You're not going to look at them and say, yeah, let me just get it from the Gooch area.
But that's where you were getting it from, though.
No, bro, don't get it twisted, fam. You got to realize, man always had on the shorts before you got to them areas there, fam. Like, there was never this.
My God.
Flash. What are you, man?
Sorry, I got to expose you, bro.
Why?
Do you remember when you used to work in Pepe Jeans?
Pepe Jeans?
No, it was okay, fucking. Okay. It was somewhere. I'm not going to say the name. Don't say the name. Yeah. I know where it was. Bro, this guy, I don't know how he figured it out, yeah. He was working at Central, and then one day, he came home, and he's walking like a penguin, bro. I was looking at him like, oh, go on, bro. He's gone in his yard, he's quickly changed into his tracks, so he's come back out. And then, obviously, he said to the man, yo, I got jeans, gang, like, jeans, denim. Like, what? Brother, this guy used to go to work, he would wear five pairs of jeans and walk out the shop and come and sell it on the block, bro. But how did you do that, by the way?
How was I doing that? How you mean you gotta have style and pattern, bro? Now, do you hear what I'm saying, bro? Like, I can't lie. Do you know why I started doing it? Big and seriously, when man was working enough, fam, they used to tell man, at the end of the month, if you hit a certain price, you see me, we'll give you a certain, little bus, basically, so you can do a little shopping, so you're good inside the store sort of thing. So man was like, all right, cool.
Commission, bro.
So, nah, but them times they weren't doing it like that, fam. They were making it sound like you work and you got your team, fam. I'm on a bus for some guns. But here, what? Move your blows and skills back, Taser. Hear what I'm saying, Brother, I remember one time, man, whacked well over a bag of sand, fam. Well over a bag, like three, four bags in.
What,
bro, when the woman. Yeah, but when the woman gave me, like, the so-called commission, I said, bloody, you're taking the piss. It was like $2. I said, nah, it's not that. $2, man. I said, over. I just said, over.
Hey, Bob,
that's not too bad, though.
I lied. Am I got 5%?
No, but you still got paid.
But you don't got to realize. You see, where I was working, a pair of jeans were like $1.40.
Okay.
$2.
But you sold 4 bags worth of garms, right?
Yeah, and they told
and
us
then you got 5%.
No, and you still got paid per hour.
And you got paid per hour.
Cool. What I'm saying is the commission that they said they would give us, that when the commission man was given,
see what I got to do with
it?
Did you make the jeans?
Not dumb.
Did I make the jeans?
Yeah.
No.
Exactly.
No. So I'm shocking them. What do you mean? I'm going
to make the jeans. All right, so wait, hold on. So you got your $2. Yeah. You got your $2 and you said, nah.
You got your $2, man. And I said, oh, what happened with it anyway? So I said, now what? Now, bang that card. That day, I remember I was clouting bare arms for the people and whatever. Anyway. So I said, you know what? If you're going to do a man like that, I'm going to deal with you like this, brother. Do you know what it was? Brother, there was one Asian brother working in there as well. And what he done one time, now, before we were like, because me and him used to be stockroom sometimes, innit? And one time I was going toilet. And I remember when I came out the toilet, there was like a little change room downstairs where you could like see where one or two things that they won't put on the main floor, but they'll have it for the main, because I also see it used to drag like the trap beer stars, innit? So if somebody big came into the store, they'll show them certain pieces while not on the floor, innit?
Yeah.
So boom. If you mind you trying on the piece one day, you went into the changing room with the piece. When he came back out, the piece was gone. So I said, bro.
He said he hit it in the Gucci.
I pulled him to the side. I said, yo, brother, how did you make that vanish so quick? He said, oh, you shit. Me. I said, bro, come on, man. Like, what did you do? Like, because you went left the shop. Where is it? He's like, but I'm wearing it. I said, you're wearing it. He said, yeah. I said, bro, we got like a good 4 hours left. Bro. He said, yeah, that's not a man. We walk out of there cash. You see, the first time I saw him do that, I said, you got to be kidding me.
So what's the most?
The jacket he wore out of there was like $3 on the spot. I said, no way. So for me, I said, are you back by the next day, fam? I was leaving that store with like 7-8 pairs of jeans, bro. It was on.
You hearing him?
It was on.
Yeah. No, he's not lying. He used to walk, and you're like, why are you walking like that? Oh, jeans are just back.
Yeah, but didn't the shop realize like that you were going in one way and coming out at the end of the day looking like.
No, but he's going to work in baggy jeans.
I'm going to work, yeah. So what I used to do now, yeah, when men's cracked like a good couple of jeans now, I used to go back to working like a size 38. Just making it remember. When men's doing the thing now, everything going underneath their 38. You see what I'm saying?
That weight must have been, I mean, the waist. You also had a belt. That must have been winging, though.
Yeah, there was a belt at the ending for me to like make sure it looked proper. But by the time man then put them on and folded them one or two times while they're on me, man was jiggy, fam. He's only rolled them up, stole them.
What's the other thing, man? He's only with braces as well. I was holding the cheese up with braces.
Suspenders in there.
Bro, I wouldn't even lie. Man was doing the most. I was clapping jumpers, I was clapping jacket, anything. If you saw something, I used to tell Taser, yo, come to my workplace. Anything you see, just tell me.
Yeah.
I used to be like, bro, I'm not joking. Anything you see or whatever you point at, I'll bring it back to you when we finish. He used to come in, put it in, bam, bam, bam. After work, he used to lock him, yo, see your things, bye, gone.
Yeah, man.
Nothing wrong. Nothing wrong.
That's just us.
Like, I can't lie. I feel like I destroyed that shop. If I could put a calculations on it, boy, you're talking more than 60, 70 bags.
To be fair, you were doing it for time, bro.
I was doing it for time, fam. Think about it. Remember, I had all the barbershops in Harlem. Every shop in Harlem. I had a hot summer. Summer was booming for me, bro. Hey. I think, if I'm right, them jeans took me to my first Jamaica flat.
But wait, how much are you selling them for again?
To the man, them, I was shouting them for like what, £40?
Yeah. £140 jeans is flogging them for like 30, £40.
Yeah.
That's to be fair, that's the only way you're going to get rid of them.
Stock take.
That's the only way you're going to get rid of them. Yeah, that's the only concept.
Well, at the end of the month, at the end of the year, when they done their stock take, their head must have been like, wait, what?
Yeah. Their head was bugging them. But you know what it was? We had one fish manager, innit? And he used to act like he thinking knows everything. He used to be like, we're not making enough sales, or these are not calculating because blah, 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 through the sales. I'm looking at this guy like, are you dumb? You're not making it. Your sales ain't calculating right now because I'm tearing down your store. But you don't know.
Yeah. But I'm not going to lie to you. Sometimes it's got to be done. But
it's not been done, like, yeah.
You started off because you got £200 commission that you were supposed to get, and you got mad. Thinking, nah, it's not enough.
Not really, not because of the commission was the first part. But like I said, when I see that you go in the changing room and come out and dealing with it, I said, how? That jacket was bigger than you. How have you come back out and you still look the same size? He said, yeah, bro, it's how you do it. I said, no way. There's no way. And what it was, I went straight to where he was and I saw this, like, the section of where the jacket was. When I saw the same jacket that he clapped, when I looked on the frigging price tag, I said, are you mad? $3 gone like that. I said, when it's home time, let me see how he does it. When he just walked out, And I spotted him after that. I said, you've got to be fucking lying. Yeah, tomorrow, it's on. And from my left of store, with like 2-3 of them, I said, that's it. If I can leave the store with 2-3 of them at one point, it's up to me with how much I want to leave and how I can make it look so it don't look as bad when I'm leaving. That was it. Like I said, after that, after probably like a week of doing it, like I said, that was it. I couldn't stop. I couldn't stop, man.
And the funny thing is, the jeans weren't even shit. They were proper jeans.
They were. How can I explain? I've seen certain patterns on them jeans. Yeah, you see me? I can't lie. Hold tight, my brother. Jart day one. I've seen certain ideas that I've seen on them jeans. Not in how long that I've seen Jart do on this figure. You know the Ben Jart jeans,
right? Yeah.
On them jeans, tired of all that paint splash idea.
Yeah.
Come on, bro. Like, the jeans that they were pulling off and doing them time there, we was like, what? We was like 16, 17. They had some jeans that man would never expect to see in the rooms for now. They were stupid. Now, I remember they had like a bike denim jeans, but they were stupid. Like, the designs on it, I couldn't tell you. Yeah, and what they were charging for them prices for them jeans.
You know what it was? Remember back in the day, like, it wasn't even Balmain. Back in the day with jeans and denim, yeah, they put more effort into it. Because remember, there were less shops. You remember, there wasn't all these online shops. You couldn't get Boohoo jeans for 20 quid. Yeah. Like, when you wanted jeans, you had to go to either Carnaby Street, Oxford Street, Bond Street. And those were proper denim, like Levi jeans, Pepe. Yeah. The jeans were like, they're thick. You know the jeans that they'll still be in your wardrobe now and then that happened to them? Whereas now the denim's mad thin. Them days, denim was thick, you know.
No, but thin, yeah. Because I remember the funny thing is, yeah, what you're saying, Flash,
Diesel as well used to do good jeans.
My brethren used to do it in, you know, when they have them concession shops, but they had a True Religion brand in the shop. My brethren was doing the same thing with True Religion jeans. Yeah. That's how I got my first Trues, because they were free.
Okay.
Yeah, they were two. Do you remember my first Trues? The blue with the green stitching.
Yeah, definitely. I didn't pay 290 for them. That's what I'm saying. You have the connect, bro. That's what I'm saying. When you know a man's got the connect, you're gonna look at the jeans and see the price and be like, are you sick in your pussy? You're fighting that thing. This was Sunday show days, so you're talking 2011, 2012.
I'm not paying 290 for jeans.
No, bro. Like, even if we had it, we weren't paying for that. You know, like, them prices. That was stupid. You see, back in the day, don't get it twisted. I'm not saying we weren't willing to spend money on our things, but, bro, like, it's only when we got older we were doing damn shit like that on our clothes. You see what I'm saying? Mm. Back in them times, then, when we were growing up, the only thing that we probably would have spent 2 to 3 bills on is a nice, stupid pair of crepes them day there.
Yeah.
Do you see what I'm saying? Rather than that, like us, no, there is no way any man in our circle was walking around with a £250 top or a £150 top. That's what are you doing? Like, what are you doing? Then time there, I couldn't tell you who you're trying to impress or whatnot, but bro, that is stupid.
With the chickens that we chat to in the ends? And they wearing up to with the chickens that man chat to in the ends, we're not paying 290 for a t-shirt. To go dreams.
No way.
All right, but listen, Flash, obviously we've got to continue recording. Before I let you go, what's something that you're planning to do for 2024?
Something that I'm planning to do for 2024.
Yeah, like your New Year's resolution.
I wouldn't even lie, one of the men was talking about music, bro. I might get back in the lab and surprise you guys, man.
Whenever you go to the studio, please, can you phone me, please?
Oh, 1,000%. You definitely be getting a phone call. The other day when we was in your car and I heard you like showing me something, I can't lie, that breathing technique that you need to work on your breathing. I said, damn, to you. You're in the gym more than me. You can't get a quick 16.
No, I don't write.
It don't matter if you don't write or not. It is something. What I mean is, you start one of your bars, right?
I don't start one of my bars.
Remember, you were spitting one of your bars in your car, fam. But for you to get to the end of the bar, he's dying.
Me or you? Me or you? I can't lock him off, man. He's chatting shit, bro. It was you that was stuttering. That's new bars. I came to lie, bro. The videos on my Instagram, stuttering where?
And what I'm saying, man, not that one. You see when you used to spit in action in your car. When you got to like the ending of your 16 bar, you was say, God damn, nigga, you don't smoke.
Knock this guy off, bro. He's telling lies now, bro.
And what I'm saying. And what I'm saying, man. That's one of my New Year's resolutions. My man might get back in the studio, fam. You know me? So be expecting something, you know?
But all I'm saying is you've said it to thousands of people, so you better do it.
Oh yeah, like that. Yeah. You saw what happened in your car. I had you like rah, though, like you still.
Short man's ready as well.
Huh?
Short man's ready.
Oh well, that's what I'm saying. We go talk some business, man. Don't worry, man. You love, man. Alright, cool.
Love, man.
I respect, bro. Yeah, man. Cool, man. Cool.
Yeah, that's my guy, Flash, man. Him, Stains, LB, DT, Uzi, Wazza. That was my collective. And then we had obviously Benja, Baker, Stacks, Gundy, Louis, Keys, Miles. There's 2 miles, by the way. There's Mileage, my miles, Filthy Fellas miles, and there's another Mileage. Who else am I thinking about? Obviously, Reeps. Robert. Yeah, man. Large up my ends, man. Whoever, I've missed out on anyone. Obviously, Laser, Treason, Snoop. Yeah, it's Bear, man. Love to the man, then, man. Come on. I'm going to bring one of them out. Next potential live show, though. These man do not go east, bruv. It's so annoying. They do not leave the ends, bruv. It's jarring. Went out for his birthday the other day. He went to someone's spot in Harrow. And it was good seeing them, man. Very wholesome. How was your Christmas, man?
It was very wholesome.
No, it was very wholesome. Still, I can't even lie. How was your festive period?
It was right, man.
You didn't go any events?
Nah, my boiler went on the 24th.
But yeah, Marv ain't showered in the past 11 days.
I've been taking cold showers.
Are you firming it, yeah? I told you.
No, from the 24th until the 27th, impossible.
It was cold.
I'm like, nah, I'm not having a cold shower. So I'll go like to the gym, work out, and then shower there.
Yeah.
So that was my like, so just go to the gym, yeah, and the shower. Then there was one day where I was supposed to go somewhere and it didn't make sense for me. I couldn't have time to go to the gym. This cold shower, it can't be that bad. Turned it on, I've done it. It's not too bad. It's all right, you know?
I thought I told you that it's
no,
right.
No. But remember, cold shower
and freezing cold shower. There's a difference.
Brother, remember in terms of big ringtone. You get me? So yeah, Brent. I think my food's just outside. I think.
Oh, yeah, I actually heard the bike, and I'm wearing headphones. Oh yeah. Might as well just wrap up.
Yeah, that was it. Thank you, man. Cheers, bro. So I had to get cold showers. So I've been having cold showers since.
My festive period was it was good. Obviously, I had events, but I'm just going to talk about Christmas Day. I realized my daughter is flipping smart, bro. You done a quiz, innit? You know some of the questions that you ask, you just don't know that your child would know it. Brother, this girl answered. So I do this thing every Christmas. Yeah? You lot can take it, the idea, if you want, but it's gonna cost you a lot of money if you don't do it right, yeah? So I play the weakest link. Real money. So, first question is worth £10. You get it right, goes to 20. You get it right, the next question right, it goes to 40, and it just doubles.
Can you say bank?
Yeah, when I had all three of them, I was banking. I was allowing them to bank in it, but for some reason, it only got to £40 bank. My little brother, he was terrible. So, me and my cousin were just vexed. So my cousins, I think...
Oh, so they were all a team.
So it's all the kids' team and all the adults' team. So my mum, my auntie, my sister will be one team. And then my little cousins, Mia, and my little brother, another team. And then the middle lot, like my brothers. And then my older cousin. Not older cousin, but she's 18. Or maybe she's 19, sorry. But yeah, they were one team. So when I was doing the kids, which was 14 and under, my brother was terrible. And Mia was getting mad. So the question that he flopped here, that Mia, the way Mia stuck it on him, I was like, raw. I've never seen that side to her. I said, what are the three colours in the Italian flag? My brother was dude.
How old's your brother?
14.
He
was rattled. He said, He said some mad colour. The way Mia looked at him like, are you all right? What? And I said, right. So they couldn't bank that round. So obviously, he got knocked out. Then it was my little cousin, Pippi, and then Mia. Bro, they got to 560, bro. £560. I said, yeah, I'm doomed. This is the first round, by the way. I said, yeah, okay.
The game has to stop there. Due to unforeseen circumstances, the game cannot continue today.
Nah, the game continued.
Man, nah, bankrupted the thing.
Nah, they got me still. They got me for over a bag. But that's what I do every Christmas. I started off, I think, 2 years ago. So they just know. We're not getting gifts from Uncle Taze or Daddy Taze. But we're getting cash, though. So yeah, that was... But like I said, doing the quiz with Mia, it was sick to see...
how much a kid knows.
Yeah. And we're putting her forward as well. I had a conversation with her mom. I don't like saying baby.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. If you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Use the Stamps.com mobile app to mail everything you need to keep your business running with up to 89% off USPS and UPS. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Use code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.
Her mom, and she's going into. We're gonna basically make her take her sats now. Okay. Obviously, not now, but I'll give you a couple of months. We're gonna do extra tutoring. One thing that was very touching. Yeah, my mom reminded me that I never had a desk, so I did my revisions for sats on the stairs, but I don't remember it. She was like, "Yeah, like it was weird because every time everyone's walking past you." You're just on the stairs revising for your test.
What about the ever dinner dining table?
Nah, it wasn't like the dining table was occupied by like my room. My house was small, bro. There was seven of us in one yard.
Yeah, but when you ate food, did you have a dining table?
We have never sat around the dining table and eaten food.
No, I get that, but you got a dining table
in my
old house.
Old house. Nah, there's no dining table in my house, bro.
In the kitchen,
there's no dining table. You don't eat in the kitchen. Everyone goes to their bedroom or everyone goes in the living room.
Why aren't you revising your bedroom?
Because my bedroom was my sister and my brother and my auntie as well. I'm talking about my old house.
Oh, okay.
I moved to Rafs when I was 16, so I've already done my sets.
Oh, okay.
Talking about when I was like 11. So I was revising on the stairs, bro. So Mia's now got a desk, chair. So it's very like, rah, you've actually got a desk and chair.
Next level.
Do you know what I'm saying? Like, I didn't have that. I had to just lay down on the bed with my feet in the air, bro. Reading this AQA book.
I don't remember where I revised.
Yeah, now my mum reminded me. I don't remember either. There's bare memories that I've just like forgotten about. So when my mum reminds me, I'm like, oh, snap. Like, you know, my mum told me, yeah, that, I don't even know if I want to say this on the pod. Yeah, I'll tell you off here. But, all right, cool. Moving forward. What's your plans for...
Even my GCSEs. I stayed up every night before my exam.
Just bang it out.
And I just read the whole syllabus again. You know the GCSE bite-sized book?
Yeah.
Start from front cover to back cover.
I just went in and banged it out.
What
I didn't like about those tests, yeah? Man will revise 10 subjects, bro. Only two come up. And it'll be the two that I don't remember.
The worst one with GCSEs... is when you open the paper. I can't remember what lesson it was, yeah. Man opened the paper, I heard one bit at the back. Fuck! Hey, the way everyone started buzzing up, yeah. But the teacher like, hey, everyone, but you could tell already, man was toast. Man opened that thing and went, fuck!
Do you know what you probably done? You know, did you do the cheat sheet? And you just stuff it under your jumper?
Yeah, I used to do a couple.
But you know, sometimes with English, yeah, you have two, you've read two books and they said we're going to question you about one, but you've got to remember both.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But sometimes the night before, you just focus on one thing. Yeah, that one.
And it doesn't come up. Mad. That thing, mad, bro.
Hey, the only one that was pretty easy guy, and I'd say, yeah, is I think maths and science, because there's only one answer.
No.
English is like, tell us what you think about, English, and then you see 8 marks, so you can put 8 points.
English is easier because you can just...
waffle.
You can waffle, but as long as it's like, the grammar's correct and you can kind of get away with it, innit? They can see where you were going. Where with maths and science, there is only one answer.
Yeah,
so if you ain't, so you can't waffle that.
No, but I know, but I was good at maths and I was good at science. So if I look at it and I don't know the answer, I move on. I used to finish my papers quick.
So what about that if you do the whole paper then?
Okay, so if the test was an hour and I'm finishing 20 minutes, but I finished 20 minutes, bro. I'm done. Take my sheet and let me go. I'm not waiting around. The answer's not going to come to me. I don't know the answer.
Yeah, but sometimes you can just... I'll come back to the answer. If I have to, I'll just guess.
Okay, so what are the two letters that represent the element gold?
AU.
Yeah, but you know that because of AU vodka. No, if you didn't know that, you're going to write... ER, what are you going to write? Like I said, I don't know the answer.
No, but you might be... But you sometimes you might just need to just think, visualize the board and with be like...
periodic table.
Yeah, and be like, hold on, I know that this is... That is... And it could only be these two... Ah, fuck it. Because when you're rushing, you can't do it. But sometimes when you have a little time to just relax... Sometimes you know the answer, you know?
No,
It's because you're panicking that it's not in your head. It's, your head's fuzzy.
If I don't know the answer...
No, I'm just saying, sometimes we're like... I guarantee you, if you ask, it's just two people. If it's the same person, you ask them questions under pressure and questions with no pressure. I guarantee they'll answer more questions without pressure.
Yeah, me is like that.
So I'm saying, yeah. Sometimes in exams you have this pressure where you're in a room where your desks, it's an unfamiliar room to you. You don't sit away from people normally. You don't have someone watching you at the top of the class. You don't have complete silence. There's so many things that, remember, when you think about exams, really. It's an unfamiliar setting.
I don't like it as well, man. I'm not going to lie to you. I don't like it. I just feel like you've given me an hour to get these questions right. And because in that hour, I didn't get them right. It doesn't mean I don't know what I'm saying.
Yeah, and then you judge my whole year.
It's one half an hour.
Yeah, I didn't
like that, man.
But my funniest one was, man in my school didn't learn for the whole year. Went to exams with no knowledge because he didn't learn for the whole year. When he got to GCSEs, they were vexed. Hey, that envelope day,
what did you get, by the way?
Let me even phone Derek, yeah? Let me even phone Derek, yeah? Bro, that GCSE day, yeah?
Hey, take the chair.
So, that GCSE day, let me see if I can phone Derek. I don't know if Derek will even answer. It's late, man.
So, message him.
Yo. Yo, D, what's going on? You're on the pod, yeah? You're live on the pod, yeah?
Cool. What's going on?
Yeah, I was talking about GCSE days. Remember when we had to pick out the envelope? Hey, certain man that day, yeah?
That was one of the funniest days of my life. I'm telling you. Like, one of the funniest days ever.
Remember when Mark came, yeah?
Mark came in.
And he jumped the...
He jumped out of his mom's car.
He jumped the fence.
He came with all the confidence in the world, didn't it? Like, everyone was like, you know how it is, Marv, innit? When we get to school, like they take the envelope, everyone goes to like a corner.
Yeah, to see
open
it to see like what they got in it. So I remember Ovi was there.
Yeah, Mark came in bold faced to find like bold through like.
But Mark's mum dropped him outside the school. Yeah, right. Like there was no parking.
Yeah,
you know that school's got that yellow thing where you can't park. His mum's parked there. There's a railing. He's hopped the railing. He hasn't even walked around. He's hopped the railing. Ran in.
He's hopped over.
Came back out with a letter. He's like, oh man. Yeah. All man was seeing was you.
No,
you. I said, brother.
Hey, what's N?
But I don't know what it was, bro. I'm like, brother.
Brother slid down the wall.
Bro, he was fuming, bro. Then I remember, and then another brother, Ovi, was on the wall with his hands in his head. I said, what happened? I said, bro, I can't go home, man. I'm gonna do it. What do you say? I'm gonna go to the kitchen, put on the table.
I'm gonna leave on the kitchen. I'm gonna leave the house. On the kitchen table, I'm gonna leave the house.
Hey, the only brother I know that came at GCSEs was Emmett Keeney. Bro, this smashed was the smartest brother in the world, bro. Well, to us anyway at that time.
He smashed it. Emmett said to me in science one day,
sick.
Listen, Mark, I was in science one day, and you know how school was, no one cared. And I was looking at Emmett and I was thinking to myself, this guy, like, he's proper serious. I went to him in school. I was like 14. I went, hey, man, like, why do you do this, man? On a slow one, how do you do this? He went, well, if you want to enjoy life when you're older, you've got to put the work in that. 14, he said this to me. So I'm not surprised that he smashed it.
White brother as well. Like, in our school, a white brother in our school was like how we are in the UK. In our year, how many white boys were there? There were like 5 white brothers in our whole year, bro.
There was like 5 white boys in our year. 5 or 6.
And then just all black brothers.
You know.
Yeah.
You know. What?
Our school was mad, bro.
Did you have Asian boys?
Mad.
No.
Beef central.
We'd have no Asian boys. Yeah, beef all the time.
Oh, wrong.
Beef all the time.
I told the truth.
I have had a couple stories, innit? But can't go into that. But yeah, beef all the time, man. Marvin, though, I'll give it to Marvin, though. Marvin was a swinger, though. He could have rockers.
Come on.
Yeah, you see.
He could hold his own.
Yeah, he said that a couple
of
times.
Every year, I told you, how many fights I have every year, Marvin's glasses were coming off.
Marvin had you had a couple run-ins. You pushed me in my face one time, I remember, bruv.
No, I think you tried it, though.
Me and Marvin had a couple run-ins, man.
No,
I can't lie. Marvin would have a fight with someone.
We didn't get on. Year 7, year 8, year 9, we didn't really get on. We started to get on like year 9, I think.
Year 9, year 10.
Yeah, that's when we became like.
But we're both from East as well, so it didn't make no sense.
Now, we used to be on the bus. We used to be on the bus looking at each other, I remember that. Like,
with strong characters, innit?
Yeah. We used to be on the bus looking at each other. this is the same Derek. Remember, I sent in the video from Eskimo Dance.
Yeah.
Just me and Derek with Eskimo Dance. Okay. Remember that day?
Yeah, bruv, that was the maddest day, bruv.
From
Wiley's
video shoot to Eskimo Dance to it getting locked off.
Wiley's video shoot to flipping Eskimo Dance. I saw everything that happened. That was a mad day.
The only funny thing is when Burley, I told you, Marcus Marcy busted the curtain, yeah. And everyone was like, I looked at my brethren. Well, technically, Derek's brethren, but he was calm, he was cool, like that. He was hiding behind the plant pot,
yeah,
bro.
Yeah. Yeah,
the fear was real, D. But I can't lie, them day there, Marcus Nasty, don't mess around.
Marcus was the best bully ever.
Bro, I went to a girl's house in Gallian Reach.
Bully ever.
University of East London.
Yeah.
Which I was chilling in her dorm, yeah. And she's like, oh, my friend's coming later. I said, who? Said Marcus Nasty. I said, safe. I left.
Yeah, you know what? I went to university too and he went there. He was going there for a hot minute. The best bully ever.
The Grams.
Like, he had people running for their lives that day, bruv.
Yeah.
Like, literally, girls were screaming. Burley was hiding behind. I thought it was.
Bro,
people running.
No, what
they
were like, that Eskimo Dance, it was like, no, there was about 20 fights in the crowd, bro. You know, like, you watch you watch Infinity War, you don't watch Marvel, do you? When. Doctor Strange opens the circles.
Yeah,
it was, but on the stage, I looked in the crowd. There was bare swinging, and all I remembered was I had a jacket.
Yeah,
there was
swinging
for £120 from Pepe. I said, Derek, I got to get my jacket for the cloakroom. Derek's like, nah, man. I said, Derek, I got to get my jacket for the cloakroom. I've gone off the stage.
He actually went to the cloakroom with like his coat. I
got my coat, and just as I got to the cloakroom. The cloakroom got rushed.
Oh, yeah.
And girls were telling me that he left at 7 a.m. the next morning. We somehow got out. I don't know how we even got out.
We got out with Burley. I don't know how we got out with Burley because we came out, I think, by the back because it was with Wiley and that. And then I remember speaking to Wiley outside and then Burley must have come and we jumped in. And then remember Wiley's dad came with us as well, came back with us.
That was another funny story where Wiley's dad was just there. We're like, how are you going to get to the... How you get to the studio? And it was like, don't worry, I got a lift. But he was just chilling there by himself, like, this.
We were going back to Wireless, and then, like, we see him walking on the phone, like, talking to the loudspeaker. He's walking, and I don't know where he's going, but he's like on the phone, don't worry, I've got a lift.
Yeah, I remember that.
And he just jumped in our car.
The good old days.
Mad days.
Yeah, but our school was mad though. Like one day, you know, I'm gonna have to get you on the phone again and speak about like even there's another story just before we leave. Is like the bullies in my school, yeah, was so sick. Ken Custer was 25p, yeah. you would have a cake custard on your table. They'll walk up to your table, give you 10p, take a cake custard.
So we're not leaving you empty.
We're not leaving you empty, but we'll give you some form of reimbursement.
A consolation, isn't it? Give you a consolation.
And you would see a grown, you not grown man, you'll see man them crying, bro. As in like, because yeah, they know, no, they can't do nothing.
Yeah.
And then, but
they, like one tear coming down their cheek, innit? Because they couldn't do nothing, could they?
Even, I'm not going to say his name, but one time when they stole his Calypso. Remember the drink we used to pop the story?
Yeah.
They stole his Calypso. And I remember Derek, it's your fault, Derek, though. Because when the bully came and said, yo, I'm kind of thirsty, you know, and you're standing there, he was just staring at my man. And then it was like, just give him the drink, man. Just give him the drink.
Give what he wants.
When my man gave him the drink, the way my man started crying, you know, them ones were...
I don't remember that, man. He's robbed him.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I remember that drink was for my food. Remember them days, like, the money you had was for your food. You ain't got no money after this. So yeah. What's my drinking from the water fountain after this? Oh, allow me. That water fountain with tuberculosis. I don't know why we used to drink from that water fountain, D, man. When I think about that water fountain.
With the little nozzle.
Bro, with the little nod thing. Nasty. When you look at it now, D, do you know how nasty that was?
It looks like a urinal.
It's disgusting, bro.
Like
you get Birdman one day after football, you get me?
Wait, did you call it the clip?
It was like, it was kind of like
you're that. Moving mad. Is that the only reference you got?
No, but as in, I nearly had fights by the water fountain as well. One time after football, I was drinking the time. My brother said, what are you, a camel? Who was it? One brother from the upper year was like, hurry up, man. My drinking like a camel.
Hey, listen,
I said, what? I'm ready to fight, bro.
Listen, all I'm saying is that fight turned into something else, isn't it?
What's that?
Yeah, that went on for years after, but we'll save that for another day, innit, Mark?
Oh, yeah, well, I had my thing, innit? All right, man.
Yeah.
Beef with upper year for
like 3 years. Man's eye was like lazy. Man had a lazy eye for like...
Every time I saw them, man.
Six months after, bro.
Yeah, I blacked his eyes. I was black for time, bro. I was black for about a month.
I've never seen an eye black like that for time, like.
But they were up a year.
About 4 months.
So every time I saw them, it was like bare frosty. And also because they were the top bullies from the year above, no one in my year wanted to get involved. Because they were like, no thanks. It was just like, literally, it was just me. So every time my mind is about me, they're like, you're going to get it. So I'm like, all right, cool. It's coming, isn't it? It's where it is, but safe. Every day, bro. Every day for 2 years.
Yeah, I have to admit, nobody really wanted to get involved.
No one wanted to get involved. And then the last day of term, I walked past them at the gate and I was like, but I was ready. Nothing happened. I was like, what? But I think it's because I beat my man up. He just didn't like it.
Sometimes it's just chat anyway.
He was embarrassed. But you know what? A few things happened after that. A few men got exposed.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? That they weren't really what they said they were.
Yeah, but school, in your world.
Remember when my man came to the school with the bike? Remember that when that happened?
The bike?
Remember, when he had the issue with, I don't want to say man's name, but from Orbitz. Remember?
Oh, yeah.
And he came off the school and beat him up.
No, Bubbles.
Yeah, Bubbles, yeah.
Yeah, roll deep, yeah. Yeah, he came with his pet to beat them up. Yeah, no one wanted to
beat him up, bro.
School was interesting still, but yeah, you know, I got a cut anyway, D. But love, man. Happy New Year and all that.
Say nothing, bro.
All right, man.
Safe, lads. See ya. Bye. Cool.
Yeah, my school was mad. He was just saying, literally, I had the beef with Raw. What's going on here? Do you know, sometimes in life, I go through spells where like, I'm like, I am gorgeous.
What?
Do you ever have that sometimes? Where it's like...
No, it's just random. But yeah, I do have that.
As in like, sometimes you're like, wait, what's going on here? Like, your phone will just be like, just doing a madness. You're thinking, what's going on here?
Who's talking about me?
Yeah. Like, you're like, what?
Everything's just, you know what I mean?
It's just smooth. But yeah, that was my school was bad, bro. Like, as in like, bad.
It sounds hectic still. All right, so before we wrap up, because we got to leave, what's your things to look out for, like, as in recommendations for the listeners for this year? Is there anyone that you think, like, ones to watch? Who are you paying attention to? Who do you reckon is going to have a good year this year?
In terms of...
anything, whatever they're doing. Any craft. Just someone you've been like, right, this guy's going to... he's going to cook this year if he continues what he was doing last year. Or she. I've got two people.
Oh, you go first then.
There's a podcast called Diary Room HQ. Three Muslim girls, Aisha, Muna, and I think it's Dua. I don't want to say her name incorrectly.
Probably Dua.
Dua. It's D-U-A-A.
Okay.
Yeah. But it's three girls. Their content is sick, man. I like their chemistry. I'm very big on like chemistry and how it plays out on cam. And they have a very sick... you can tell that they've been friends for a minute. I think they're being looked after by... these guys. Me and Chucky's done some work with them, to be fair. 14 HQ projects.
Okay.
It's a creative headquarters for the culture. I've met two or three of the guys. Cool dudes. I met one of them when I went to go check Christine and the girls at Vamp. I think he used to work there and now he's ventured out and doing his own thing. So shout out them lot. Go check them out. 14 HQ projects. I think they're going to do a madness this year as well. Some of the ideas that they've been curating on their platform is actually sick. If you search 14HQ with Taser and Chucky, you'll see we did a piece of content with them where they had access to, basically similar to a Spotify Wrapped, yeah? But the way they did it is they had some algorithm where it would let us know what our, I think it was, the concept was let us know what our top songs were, but we had no idea what they were. So the idea was, what do you think your top song is? So we would obviously try to guess and then they would let us know 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Me and Chucky were shocked. And we had to explain.
But how did they know where your top song was?
But they had some algorithm and it worked, bro. Some of the songs that they were telling me, I'm like, oh, snap. And then I'm remembering why I started listening to the song and who it reminds me of and stuff like that. So, yeah, I think those two. Chunks mentioned...
I was going to say the same thing.
Daniel, yeah. I met him a couple weeks ago. Cool brother, man.
You can see he's cool.
Cool, bro.
What's his actual name, Daniel? So they know, like he's
yeah, 1 second.
Because you see me. The baddest thing is, I went to Axel's show, Crazy Club. Obviously, shout out Shits and Gigs, Hema, man like Mots.
It says Daniel's Sudunya, but Daniel S. Dunia.
Okay, yeah, him, yeah,
yeah, him. Cold,
yeah, but do you know? And when I talk to Hema, he's actually an actor.
Yeah, you could tell.
So it's not just skits. It's actually like, and Hemel was even saying,
like,
and Hemel was even saying to me that people don't realize, like, when they do stuff or when they write skits, it's written out properly. Even we had this conversation yesterday about having a vision for, like, if any content you're doing, it's got to have a purpose. Like, so a lot of hard work goes into it. But yeah, he's an actor. That's why, like, but the way he. But he's funny, bro.
I said to him, I said, there's something about like, coming from where I've come from, like the mannerisms, even the two guys we've called today, there's certain mannerisms that he's nailed in his skits.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like, that everyone can, no matter where you're from, you can resonate with. Like, I know that.
You see what I'm saying? Yeah, like, yeah. And the way he just does, like, being from the end, like, even the way, the funniest one, yeah, because I don't think people are going to clock. You know the one where he's taking long to get ready? You see the way he comes up the stairs, like the road, man. He's running like, what's my man's name in, is it Boys in the Hood or Friday?
Smokey.
No, there's another brother. His face is in, he's always in all the black movies and he has that run. You know when the man walks all shifty in that?
Oh,
yeah. You know what I'm talking about? The bar led you, the light skin you. I think, I actually think he's passed away. The one that's always causing trouble on the block.
In which do you know, I don't know which film
let
is.
Let me, what film is it where he runs out? Bare suspicious, bruv. And he links them in the car.
Well, ain't EZ? EZ? The word. Oh, my neck.
Nah, not him. Not him. Oh, let me see if I can find it.
Yeah, my funniest ones that he's got is the one where, like, you're daydreaming. And the girl's like, what did I say then? What time am I meeting? What time am I meeting? And he's like, oh, my God.
That's happened to everyone, bro.
Brother. That's what I'm saying. Or the one where the car pulls up on him and he's like, well, my man, rated 10. And my man's moving shook. Then when he's speaking to his brethren, he's gone, man, I told him, come out the car. What's man can't put in the car? Nah, it's funny.
Even when he's in the back of the seat, and they're like, let's go ride out on my man. Oh, swear. I need to go home and no, it's cool. I got you. They hand him over the things. He's like, oh, swear. Okay. Yeah, you know, I need to go shot at Big Man, fix up, we're riding up. Watch when we see them youths, man. All right. When we see them. Cause I can't lie, Bear Man's been under pressure, boy.
Yeah.
In the back of the whip. So you think you're getting
I remember them days, it weren't like now, it's a four door, we can just get out. Yeah. Them days, man's got to get out the front and open the seat, bro. Pull the seat forward and, you know what I'm saying?
My boy told me a story, yeah. This is not even a funny story, but it just shows you how peak it is outside, yeah. So he was in a car like that, two door, but he was in the back. He was with his brethren. His brethren's gone to link two utes who he thought were his brethren's. And it was, somehow, it's just gone pear-shaped and it's a kidnapping. But my brethren hasn't done anything, but he's with my man who's done something. So they're looking at it as both of you are getting it.
Yeah, because it's collateral. Yeah. I caught him, I'm not letting you go.
So my brethren's like, oh, you know, you're trying to plead with my man, like, yo, like, let's go outside. But he's on a vibe of, let's get out of the car and talk about it so he can run off.
Mm.
There's always one unhinged don in the whip, bro. Man said, what? Hey, let's take them to the bando, brother, and just... Yeah. Yo! Hey! He said, yeah. When he said what he said, I can't repeat what he said because it's very graphic, but... Let your mind wander.
The strength summoned. Yeah, come on.
He said to himself, he said, bro, whatever I do, the strength I need to summon, I just need to get out of the car. I need to put up a fight. There's no way this vehicle is reaching that yard with me in the back seat. You know what I'm saying? We have to somehow stop somewhere. I need to get out. He said somehow, I think the youth was like on a vibe of what? I think they were talking shit. The youth was like, what? He's hopped out. So, you know, you tried to grab the thing on the side of the chair to try and get yourself out. So he's grabbed it a couple of times. It kind of clocked. But somehow he just saw an opening. Just got out the car and just ran. Said he got away. But this is real life shit, bro. This is shit that happens in the end. But to wrap up, because I don't want Brent to say it's gone past 11. See, Brent, I'm being mindful. 2024 and all that. One message for the people then. 2024. I put one on my story today. I was going to say I think people should practice... or exercise. Asked Emily how to say it.
Celibacy.
No. Discernment. So if you... And the reason why I say that is because I feel like there's so much fuckery that's been going on and we shouldn't really continue into the new year with that. So if you see a piece of pod...
Can you do me a favour and just Google what discernment means and right. Just read it out because I don't want you to...
No, but I already asked Emily. That's why. I had to double check before I came and said it. So I'll read it out.
So discernment is...
Exercise discernment. The ability to judge well. So if you see a piece of content... Or you see something that's not for you, just scroll past.
That's not discernment though.
No, it is.
No.
It is. The ability to judge well. This piece of content is not for me. Let me scroll past. Let me not engage and start getting angry.
I hear that.
Exercise discernment. But I
think discernment is more about your judgment in terms of like your life.
Yeah, but it's the same thing though, because the content that we consume, it becomes you, innit?
Yeah, fair enough.
Yeah. So I think it means
I see it more like choices in like.
Yeah, but it's your choice to watch this piece of content.
No, as in like, if I've got work to do, should I go out?
Oh, yeah, there's that too.
Or stay in, do you know what I'm saying? Even church all the time, the spirit and discernment, they always say that.
So, and another thing is, don't be afraid to do things on your own. I do feel like a lot of people, especially after that post that came out with the girl.
I've been in there since 1992, bro.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So you're someone who could speak from that and tell people that it's not that bad. Some people don't go cinema. Because they ain't actually got people to go with. Go by yourself. I go to cinema by myself all the time. If I want to see a movie, I'm going to see it. Because when you're in the cinema, who cares who you're with?
I can't lie. I'm not at that stage yet.
Okay, cool. But I'm saying I'm at that stage and it's wonderful. So try it. I do that by myself
all the time.
Go shopping by yourself.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say go raving by yourself. I'm not saying that.
That one, woo.
Yeah, I'm not saying all that. But if, for example, you want to go R&B, you can come R&B by yourself, but then you've got to be friendly.
My thing is this. 2024, let me even take that back. Do whatever you want. Because for me, I wouldn't. And I'm going to try not to judge people that do.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. But my thing is, it's not
because about... Because everyone's got the same amount of... Because remember, it turns out I can go R&B by myself.
Yeah, but you know you're going to bump into
that's
someone.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
And I know there's going to be... Even if it's not the man them, someone. Do you know what I'm saying?
Even if it's a young babes that you know you don't really want to... I can't lie to you. I can't impose on a baby. I'm lying.
Impossible.
It's not ever.
Me.
It's not me.
And girls take that personal sometimes.
No, but we're just not there because something will happen. They need to exercise discernment too, bro.
Because some girls will see it like, as in, we're cool. don't want to be around me. It's like, but I didn't come with you.
Yeah, and I don't mind that, but sometimes I don't know where I stand.
Exactly, and also I don't know I don't want your friends thinking that I'm some beg, because I don't know what you've told them.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying,
why's Marvel is hanging around? What? She told me to, I could chill with her. And I don't want to be in a situation where I'm explaining to a girl that your girl said I could chill. Is that going to sit on a table, you're chatting to the babes and the other girls are looking at you like,
oh, this is reminding me. Even yesterday, I've gone out, yeah? And then one girl's come up to me. She's gone, oh, how you doing, Marv? I'm like, what's going on? You don't remember me, do you? I'm like, no. Remember the story Keith told the time when I was outside Lux and the girl came to my car and I put the window up?
Yeah.
It was her sister. She's like, remember, you put the window up on my sister as a Lux. I said, oh, how you doing? You're at Google, whatever. Anyway, there's another girl that I was speaking to that I met at Michael Dapper's Traxy party. So I'm like, oh, what's going on? How you doing? Whatever. That same girl's come up to me and gone, oh, I think she was drunk though, but she's like, oh, you know my friend, yeah? I'm like, yeah, we met the other day. She's gone, if she asked about you, what should I say?
Say anything. You don't know anything.
I'm like, should I tell her you're a piece of shit or do I tell her? I said,
what, for bringing out the window?
I ain't got a clue. I said, say what you want. Oh, well, I didn't read that. That came on the right surface. So. Let him cook. Yeah, I said, tell her what you want. I said, I don't know what you want me to say. I said to her, you don't know me.
So what's there to say?
But whatever you want to say, say it.
To that woman?
Like, well,
exercise discernment.
Bro!
That's the name of the episode. Deserve it.
But do you know what? Some people want this relevancy where, like, I know you from somewhere, so I'm going to act like I know you properly. I don't know you.
Brent! On that note, it's the end of the Free Shots to Kid podcast. Well, listen, I listened to the episode with no guidance. So you put basically you instruct them on what to do. You're going to do that again? Or is it that you just done it for that episode?
What do you mean?
When you tell them to go comment, listen to it on Amazon, Spotify. Was that a voice note for that episode or you do it on every episode?
I do it on every episode.
Oh, yeah, there we go. All right, cool. Then love.
That's how I know you nigga listen to no episodes, man.
134 minutes last
that
year,
is,
man.
Every episode I do that at the beginning of both. Yes, I say thanks for listening and whatever.
Yeah, I heard it today because I was going to mention the No Behavior Boys.
You are now listening to the Three Shots of Tequila podcast with Marv Abbey, Mr. Exposed, and Taser Black.